The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out this episode with the schedules for the local amphitheaters. Their season is slowly but surely coming to an end. Before we get to those schedules, though, I do want to remind you, as we've done in the last several weeks, you checking on the particular venue you're going to make sure you know what the protocols are regarding COVID-19 at those events or at those clubs. So, anyway, just check with them and let them know, or you find out so that you know. All right, we'll start out with the closing schedule for the Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. They've got three shows left. Tuesday, October 12th, the Jonas Brothers. Friday, October 15th, it's the Zac Brown Band. And then Friday, October 22nd, Knotfest Roadshow featuring Slipknot, Killswitch Engage, Fever 333, and Code Orange. Cocobooth Amphitheater in Cary, two shows still on the schedule. Saturday, October 16th, the North Carolina Wine Festival. And the season closes out at Cocobooth Amphitheater on Sunday, October 17th, with Lake Street Dive. All right, Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Friday, October 15th, it's Need to Breathe with Switchfoot and the New Respects. Saturday, October 16th, Brett Eldridge, Good Day Tour. Thursday, October 21st, Modest Mouse. Friday, October 22nd, for King and Country. Saturday, October 23rd, Band Together Comeback Fest, that features Krugabin. And Thursday, October 28th, Porter Robinson. All right. The NC State Fair is updating its COVID-19 health protocols. Fair officials now encourage all guests of this year's event to get vaccinated for COVID-19, in addition to wearing a face covering at the event. A press release says proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test for admission to the fair will not be required. Let me repeat that, not be required. But they still strongly encourage everyone to go out and get vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated and plan to attend, you are urged to find the time to get vaccinated, both for your safety and the safety of others. Guests will not be required to wear face coverings or masks to enter the event, but they are recommended. Disposable masks will be available at ticket gates and guest services. Those attending the fair are also encouraged to look at the best days and times to attend the event to avoid the big, huge crowds on some days. And that might be weekdays and before lunch. Crowds are also smaller the first Friday of the state fair, which this year is October 15th. Hand-washing stations and hand sanitizer will also be available throughout the fairgrounds. A reminder, there will be a clear bag policy at the fair. Bags of any size will be allowed as long as they are clear, organizers said, noting that wristlets, diaper bags, and medical equipment bags are exceptions to the rule, but will be inspected anyway before entry. The clear bag policy does not apply to purses. There will also be no concerts inside Dorton Arena this year. Instead, About 100 shows featuring all local artists will be held at the Live and Local Waterfall stage and at the Heritage Circle Bluegrass stage. The decision was not related to COVID. Instead, it was based on the need to use the arena for other vendors. Now, a couple of the events occurring during the State Fair on Friday, October 15th, a school ID or recent report card will get students in for $8. Sunday, October 17th, Sensory Friendly Day. That's from 9 to noon for attendees on the autism spectrum or with physical or mental disabilities. Monday, October 18th is Century Farm Family Reunion. Tuesday, October 19th is Senior Citizens Day. Wednesday, October 20th, Military Appreciation Day. And Thursday, October 21st, Hunger Relief Day. Again, the fair runs from October 14th to the 24th. All right, looking at the schedules for some of the clubs in downtown Raleigh, we'll start out with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street. The phone number there, 919-821-4111. So there you go, Lincoln Theater phone number. Thursday, October 14th, Smoky Hollow Outdoor Concert featuring Yarn with Nasty Habits. That starts at 6:30. And then a couple of hours later, no, it's about a half hour later, Thursday, October 14th, the Pancakes and Booze Art Show starts at 7. Friday, October 15th, Perpetual Groove at 9. Saturday, October 16th, Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Squad with Sons of Paradise at 8:30. Wednesday, October 20th, Neil Francis is with Duck. That's at 8. Thursday, October 21st, the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour presents Larkin Poe. The concert starts at 8. Friday, October 22nd, Spafford with Eggie at 8:30. Saturday, October 23rd, Delvon Lamar Organ Trio at 11:30. Tuesday, October 26th, Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real at 8:30. Thursday, October 28th, Andy Frasco and the UN with Cosmic Superheroes. That starts at 8. Friday, October 29th, Hayes Carl at 8 o'clock. Then Saturday, October 30th, QDR Halloween Harvest Ball featuring Priscilla Block, Dylan Carmichael, and Cameron Marlowe. And that starts at 8 o'clock. Switching to the Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street, the phone number there, 919-821-1120. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Tuesday, October 12th, the Elevators with Surfer Girl at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, October 13th, Culture Power Hour Extended. That's at 8. Thursday, October 14th, Medicated Sunfish with Slick Mahoney's. Friday, October 15th, Jackie Vinson. Saturday, October 16th, Funk You with Unica Prong. Sunday, October 17th, local band Local Beer, free show at 2. Then at 6:30, it's Hot Cut Mars with Mackenzie Venas, Side Hustle, and Akori. Wednesday, October 20th, Emily Wolf with Emily Mussolino. Thursday, October 21st, Awen Family Band and Lua Flora and the Hourglass Kids, all starting at 8. Friday, October 22nd, Spaced Angel with Boy Named Sue and Old Cartoons. Saturday, October 23rd, Kitchen Dwellers. Sunday, October 24th, Bag of Humans with Poinsettia at 7. Monday, October 25th, Vibe Session at 8. Tuesday, October 26th, Kyle Ayers Hopefully Remembers How tour with Jordan Scott Huggins. Wednesday, October 27th, I Hate God with Bat. Thursday, October 28th, Fruit with By George and Julia. That's at 8. Friday, October 29th, CBDB with Andy Lyle Hall. Saturday, October 30th, Fireside Collective with Beer and Banjo's All-Stars. And wrapping up the month, Sunday, October 31st at Poorhouse Music Hall, the Fritz Halloween Party. And that cranks up at 9:30. All right, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, the phone number there, 919-424-1400. Most shows are at 8, unless noted. All right, Tuesday, October 12th, Don Toliver, Life of a Don Tour. Wednesday, October 13th, Future Islands. Friday, October 15th, Mon Laferte, U.S. Tour 2021. Saturday, October 16th, All Time Low at 7:30. Saturday, October 23rd, Danny Duncan. Tuesday, October 26th, Zach Bryan. His show is at 7. Friday, October 29th, Surfaces, Good to Be Back Tour. And that starts at 7:15. And Saturday, October 30th, Isaiah Rashad, Little Sonny's Awesome Vacation. There you have it for the Ritz. All right, now at the Clayton Center. Phone number there is 919-553-1737. Saturday, October 16th at the Clayton Center, the Black Market Trust. A traditional pop vocal jazz group from L.A., the group combines the sounds of the legendary American crooners with the fire and energy of gypsy jazz guitarist Django Reinhardt. These five world-class musicians have recorded and performed on the world's biggest stages with music's most renowned artists. That concert starts at 8. And Saturday, November 6th, we've got two comedians, Brad Upton and Don Friesen. Now, Don is the only two-time winner in the 41-year history of the prestigious San Francisco International Comedy Competition. Friesen ignites the stage with a playful, high-energy spoof of his life as a modern suburban dad. Brad Upton, on the other hand, was a fourth-grade teacher and high school track coach when he stepped on stage for the very first time. He's never looked back. He quickly rose through the stand-up ranks, making numerous television appearances and headlining comedy clubs from coast to coast. That show starts at 8. Saturday, November 13th, it's Schoolhouse Rock Live. The classic Saturday morning cartoon series is updated for a new generation and features imaginative image projection and a rock and roll vibe. Child's Play Theater breathes new life into Schoolhouse Rock, which originally aired on the ABC television network from 1973 to 1985. The afternoon performance starts at 4 o'clock. Friday, November 19th, the Robert Cray Band. Robert Cray has created a sound that rises from American roots and arrives today both fresh and familiar. In just over 40 years, Cray and his band have recorded 20 studio releases, 15 of which have been on the Billboard charts. Concert starts at 8. And then Friday, December 3rd, Robert Earl Keane, this Texas songwriter, has blazed a peer, critic, and fan-lauded trail that's earned him living legend, not to mention pioneer status, in the Americana music world. With 19 records to his name, thousands of shows under his belt, and no end in sight to the road ahead, Keane remains as committed and inspired by his music as he ever was. Okay, Carytown events coming up Friday and Saturday, November 5 and 6. It's the Old North State Storytelling Festival. That's at the Cary Theater. Marvelous Music Main Stage Series, Friday, October 15th. Julie Fowlis, a multi-award-winning Gaelic singer who is deeply influenced by her Scottish roots. She will forever be recognized for singing the theme song to Disney Pixar's animated film Brave. And then Friday, November 12th, Emil Pandolfi presents Music of the Night, and this features special guest vocalist Dana Russell. This seasoned Steinway pianist connects with his audiences on a very personal level as he shares his love of life, laughter, and music. Then the Marvelous Music Family Series has a show Saturday, December 18th. Cary Ballet presents the Nutcracker Suite. During this one-hour spectacular, enjoy a delightful, condensed, narrated version of the holiday classic, The Nutcracker. In addition to a mini ballet demonstration, afterward, the audience can attend a special ballerina tea, decorate a teacup, and take photos with featured ballerinas. That show starts at 11 a.m. Okay, Garner Performing Arts, the phone number there, 919-661-4602. Coming up Saturday, October 16th, it's Julian Vaughn. A dynamic lead bass player, bassist Vaughn has made an international name for himself since 2010 as a bassist in smooth jazz, which is dominated by artists who play sax. Although the bass is often associated with funk, Vaughn likes to play with more of a finesse style as well as some funk. And that performance starts at 8. Sunday, November 7th, Music in the Park with Lorraine Jordan and friends. Friday and Saturday, November 12 and 13, All Together Now, a global event celebrating local theater with the Town Players. A musical review featuring songs from such hits as Annie, Come From Away, Disney's Beauty and the Beast, Fiddler on the Roof, Godspell, Guys and Dolls, Hairspray, Mamma Mia, Matilda, and The Waitress, and many, many more. Saturday, November 20th at the Garner Performing Arts Center, Dina Carter. This Thursday, December 16th, Noose River Big Band. And Saturday, December 18th, An Unexpected Christmas, the stage play. Eric Swindell's An Unexpected Christmas tells the story of a dysfunctional family coming together for the holidays in the home of Miss Rosaline. Family arguments and secrets cause quite a stir. It will take the strength and faith of Miss Rosaline and the help of her son, Abon, to hold this family together. There are two shows, one at 3 and another at 7. All right, Holly Springs Cultural Center, 919-567-4000. Saturday, October 16th, we have a comedian, Tom Mabe. PNC Arena schedule. First off, though, the phone number, 919-861-2300. Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2021, an English singer, songwriter, and actor whose musical career began in 2010 when he auditioned for the British singing competition, The X Factor. He was eliminated early on, but was brought back to form the boy band One Direction. Styles went solo in 2016 when One Direction went on an indefinite hiatus. His self-titled debut album was released in 2017, and topped the charts in 14 countries. Tuesday, October 26th at PNC Arena, Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, he's already performed for over 500,000 fans. The demand to see Michael in concert is bigger than ever. He's sold over 60 million records worldwide over the course of his extraordinary career. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino, one of the most successful and legendary rock bands of all time. Genesis has sold more than 100 million albums with numerous top 20 hits, including Invisible Touch, Into Deep, and Turn It On Again, while also being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. A new ad to the PNC Arena schedule, Wednesday through Sunday, December 8th through the 12th, it's Disney on Ice. Presents Mickey's Search Party. And then Wednesday, December 15th, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Also known as TSO, the multi-platinum progressive rock group is bringing its highly anticipated winter tour back. This year's long-awaited tour celebrates the 25th anniversary of the group's landmark album, Christmas Eve and Other Stories, the three-time certified platinum album that launched the group to superstardom and spawned the Bring the Whole Family rock holiday tradition that has now played to more than 17 million fans all across the nation. Rapper J. Cole's Dreamville Festival will now be a two-day event in 2022. That's April 2nd and 3rd. The Dreamville Festival will be held at Dix Park. In order to enter the festival, guests will need to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of attending the event. General admission and VIP tickets are already on sale at the Dreamville Festival website. The first Dreamville Fest drew a sellout crowd of about 40,000. Okay, moving to the DPAC schedule, Durham Performing Arts Center, the phone number there, at least for the ticket center, 919-680-2787. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, it's Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, October 17th, America, the 50th anniversary tour. The group with the hit song, A Horse with No Name. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie, Broadway's funniest new musical. Friday, October 29th, Sal Volcano and Chris DeStefano, comedians. Wednesday, November 3rd, Camp with Two A's, the band. It's a couple of boyhood friends from Ohio formed the group since independently releasing their self-titled first recording in 2016. They have climbed Spotify charts, headlined the U.S., purchased denim jackets, and added a bass-playing buddy. Okay, Thursday, November 4th, funny man Gabriel Iglesias, Beyond the Fluffy World Tour 2021, go big or go home. Friday, November 5th, Heather McMahon, the farewell tour. Saturday, November 6th, Straight No Chaser, back in the High Life Tour 2021. Sunday, November 7th, Ron White, also known as Tater Salad. He cigar smoking, scotch drinking funny man was first recognized at the Blue Collar Comedy Tour phenomenon. Tuesday, November 9th through Sunday, November 14th, Escape to Margaritaville, the musical comedy featuring both original songs and your most loved Jimmy Buffett classics. Tuesday, November 16th, it is John Fogerty. As leader of Creedence Clearwater Revival, John forged a distinctive, groundbreaking sound all his own, equal parts blues, country, pop, rockabilly, R&B, swamp boogie, and southern fried rock and roll. Creedence Clearwater Revival's John Fogerty, Tuesday, November 16th. Thursday, November 18th, a conversation with Stacey Abrams, an evening of candid conversation and insights on politics, leadership, entrepreneurship, social justice, and being a true voice for change. Friday and Saturday, November 19 and 20, it's Watch House, that's formerly Mandolin Orange. With the change of name comes an artistic rebirth. While still firmly rooted in poetic Appalachian folk, there's a sonic adventureness informed by American primitivism and ambient soundscapes. Watch House on November 19th and 20th, and Watch House, of course, formerly Mandolin Orange. Sunday, November 21st, it is ZZ Top. That's all you have to say. Friday and Saturday, November 26th and 27th, Jason Isbell and the 400 Unit. Sunday, November 28th, Jason Mraz, live and acoustic with Toca Rivera. Thursday, December 2nd, Lauren Daigle, the Behold Christmas Tour. And Saturday, December 4th, it's Chicago, live in concert. And excuse me, we'll add one more. Tuesday, December 7th through Sunday, December 12th, Ain't Too Proud. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.